Welcome to Menopause Minutes. I'm Dr. Dinah Schwartzbein. Today's topic is menopause. It's not just about the symptoms. What I mean is that while the symptoms of menopause typically take center stage and draw all the attention, they are really more of a sideshow, a distraction from what menopause is really all about and why you need to treat it correctly. In the last 20 plus years, I've treated thousands of menopausal women, many who came in complaining of a combination of the classic symptoms of menopause, such as hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disruption, heart palpitations, lowered sex drive, and weight gain around the middle. These women were very symptomatic and quite miserable. They didn't feel well and had a hard time coping with their daily lives and work schedules. And though most of them knew that these symptoms were due to menopause, like most women, they thought of menopause as a passing phase of irritating symptoms that once treated for a while would go away, like a rash or a sprained ankle. So most were very surprised to learn that their symptoms were just the beginning of a lifelong condition, and that I wasn't going to recommend that they just treat their symptoms for a few months or a few years, but that menopause would require medical attention for the rest of their lives. I've also treated an equal number of women, in fact, probably more women, who came to see me years after their last menstrual period and who didn't come because they had classic menopause symptoms. Those years were behind them, or in many cases, they had never had hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disruption, etc. Or if they did, they had toughed them out. Or their symptoms were minimal, maybe just a few brief episodes. So as far as they were concerned, menopause was over. So why had they come to see me? These women came because they were having problems like high cholesterol, bone loss, and type 2 diabetes. They had headaches and digestive issues such as bloating and constipation. Or they had achy muscles and joints, increased cravings for sugar and alcohol, low energy, irritability, depression, brain fog, etc. And generally more than one of these issues, often quite a few. Like the first group of women, these women were also in for a surprise, but a different one. Their surprise was learning that these new health issues were occurring because of menopause. Well, how could that be? They were done with menopause. So here's my point. Most women think menopause is about symptoms. You either have them or you don't. And lots of women don't. And I'll tell you why in a moment. And if you don't, there's nothing you need to do. Menopause just isn't an issue. That's what women are told. Even the FDA says as much. And if you do have symptoms, you should first try to handle them on your own. You know, tough it out. After all, you survived childbirth, right? Because everyone's heard about the dangers of hormone therapy. Then, if you can't tough it out, you do hormone therapy for a brief period until the symptoms go away, and then menopause is over. This is what women have been taught to believe. Menopause equals symptoms, no menopause, no problem. Well, just take a minute and Google menopause. Last time I did, every one of the ads was about treating the symptoms of menopause. Everything from natural remedies using herbs or soy protein shakes to hormone therapy services to help suffering women manage their menopause symptoms. This is the universal myth. Menopause is all about the symptoms. Well, here's the truth. And you may not want to hear this, but you need to. Menopause is a lifelong condition that must be treated if you want to stay healthy. If you don't care about aging more quickly, having unnecessary health issues, and dying prematurely, then menopause isn't an issue. You can stop listening to me right now. Otherwise, you need to pay attention to treating your menopause. And I don't mean just treating the symptoms. I mean treating the underlying problem, the loss of your sex hormones, the loss of estradiol and progesterone. You need to understand that all of the hormone systems of the body are interrelated and interdependent. So a problem with one hormone system is going to cause a problem with other hormone systems, like your adrenal, insulin, and thyroid systems. And since hormones are chemical communicators that tell the cells of the body what to do, when you have compromised hormone systems, then other things start to go wrong. This is why that second group of women I spoke of before, the ones who had entered menopause years ago, were coming to see me for various problems. Over time, all of these problems occur or are made worse by the loss of estradiol and progesterone. On my Menopause Power website, there's a list of about 30 benefits the body derives from having estradiol and progesterone on board. It's not even a complete list. There's also a list of 100 medical problems caused by the absence of estradiol and progesterone. The list I call the top 100, also because it's not a complete list. So go back and read the top 100 and see how many of these issues apply to you. And if you find that none of them do, consider yourself lucky. But understand, it's just a matter of time until one or more of them will affect you, and unnecessarily, because they're preventable. Well, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to warn you, the same as you would for a friend or a family member if you knew something bad was going to happen and you couldn't get them to pay attention. As an endocrinologist with decades of experience treating thousands of menopausal women, I am telling you with absolute 100% certainty that sooner or later, the loss of estradiol and progesterone will catch up with you. You may not appreciate that menopause was the cause. Your doctor may not recognize menopause as the culprit, but science and years of clinical experience prove that it's so. Now, I can't tell you what will happen, how the loss of estradiol and progesterone will manifest with you. Neither can I tell you when. Every woman is unique. Which reminds me, I said I would tell you why some women are symptomatic and some are not. So let me do that now. Most of the classic symptoms of menopause occur not so much because of the absence of estradiol and progesterone, but because of the fluctuation of estradiol and progesterone levels. It's more about turbulence than altitude. Some women lose their sex hormones very quickly. I did. I went from all to none in a matter of months. Some, like one of my sisters, lose them gradually over several years. In either case, however, the loss isn't necessarily a straight downward slope. Hormone levels can bounce up and down in the process. It's the bouncing up and down, the turbulence, that causes many of the classic symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes and night sweats. Again, just because you don't have classic symptoms doesn't mean you're exempt from menopause or immune to its health effects. Now, the same holds true with the severity and timing of the secondary manifestations of menopause. The various health problems I talked about above, the myriad issues listed in the top 100. These problems happen to women at different times and to different degrees. It has to do in large measure with how healthy you are otherwise, how metabolically balanced you were when you entered menopause, and on your nutrition and lifestyle habits. And of course, there are other factors. But one thing holds true for all women. Regardless of the timing or severity, the loss of estradiol and progesterone will ultimately accelerate your aging process, undermine your health, and promote the onset of the degenerative diseases of aging. Okay, I'm out of time. I need to wrap this up. So I'll close by urging you to learn more about menopause and why you can't ignore it. And I'm going to further urge you not to wait, particularly those of you with no symptoms or those for whom the classic symptoms are all in the rearview mirror. Please don't wait until health problems arise. It's far easier to prevent these problems through hormone balancing than to try to reverse the problem when you are more metabolically compromised. Okay, enough for today. Next time I'll talk about fat weight gain in menopause, why it happens, and why dieting and exercise don't work. Sneak preview, they actually make it worse. So see you soon. Until then, be good to yourself.